Well, it's good to be here today. This is always a special time. I want to give you an opportunity. If you slipped in and you didn't have a bulletin or you didn't pick one up as you came in, we are going to do some responsive readings together. If you want to participate, it'd be good for you to have one of those. We have some men scattered around the room that have extras. If you'd like one and you don't have one, this little sheet's inside the bulletin. They've got them. You might just wave at these guys and make it easy for them. Let them catch any stragglers. It's just a good day to read the Word of God together as a people, and that's part of what we're going to do. Today we do have the great privilege of spending this morning participating in the Lord's Supper. As a child of God, forgiven and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am thankful for forgiveness, for grace, for mercy, and new life in Christ. And the Lord's Supper helps us celebrate those things and more, and reflect on so many tremendous blessings that we have as a people of God. I also want to make sure you're aware, if it hasn't kind of clicked in your minds, we're only 3 weeks away from our fall revival. Tom Harmon will be returning to be with us for a season of revival and study together. And as hopefully you remember from our time with Life Action, revival has to start with me, with you, in each of our hearts. And so today may be the first time you've really thought about that, but today's a great opportunity to kind of draw that circle and step in it and be open and honest with the Lord. Begin to allow him to prepare your heart for what he wants to do in those days together with Tom Harmon. So I would ask you to be mindful of that as we move into this time. If you're here today and as we walk through some texts to get our hearts right, to do kind of a self-inventory, anybody else need one? Last chance, all right. As we give you a chance to get our hearts right and kind of do that self-inventory, you know what, if you're good and you feel revived and you feel like you're open and honest with the Lord, if you have nothing else to fill some of these quiet times of reflection we'll have, pray for Hello Church as we launch next Sunday on September 9th at Arkansas Tech University. So that'll give you something to kind of fill your time with. But as always, as we enter this observance together, I believe we need to be very mindful of this holy ceremony in which we are participating. Your first selection there, and I won't ask you to stand with me quite yet, but let me just read it to you. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 31 reminds us of why we do what we do on a day such as this. It tells us, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. I sincerely believe we too often move into this time of celebrating what Christ has done, and we do it flippantly. We do not prepare ourselves spiritually and emotionally and even relationally as we should. It's one of the reasons why we do not do this supper more often. We want to make sure that when we come to the Lord's table, that we have set aside specific time and a season of prayer. We've done it reflectively. We've done it well. We've done it in such a way as to be honest and open before the Lord. And so we want to make sure we do that again this morning. Some of you, maybe this is your first time to participate with us, and I just want to make sure you understand, we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to come to the elements. We're going to ask you to stand here in a moment, and you'll be standing for about a 10, 15-minute block of time. If you have any handicaps or any physical limitations, please understand you do not have to stand. Please feel free to remain seated. But we're going to ask you to spiritually reflect in the moments ahead. And out of respect for God and the seriousness of this moment, I want to review kind of four key spiritual steps we're to take before we come to the Lord's table. We've looked at these before, but we begin with the idea that we must remember the cross. This is why we do what we do. Without the cross, this entire observance is meaningless. If we have not individually accepted what Christ has done on the cross of Jesus or on the cross for our sins, we are still sinners, condemned and unclean, and we're not yet welcome at the Lord's table. We must begin there in that personal relationship with Christ, reflecting on what he's done. But not only do we remember the cross, we prepare ourselves. On the cross, Jesus paid for our sins. We're forever forgiven and considered holy in the eyes of God, but we still struggle with sin. this time, I would ask you to stand, and we will read the first selected reading, and I would just ask you to remain standing. I've already moved through my notes too quickly. We forgot the reading to go with the first step of remembering the cross. It's the second reading there, Hebrews 4, if you would read it with me. And we'll read it aloud together. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in everything has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And just remain standing, if you will. We remember the cross. We prepare ourselves. On the cross, Jesus paid for our sins. We're forever forgiven and considered holy in the eyes of God. We know that positionally. That's what Christ has done for us. But we also all know that we're still trapped in our flesh. We're surrounded by the world, the flesh, and the devil. So we struggle with sin. Sin disrupts the intimacy of our union with God and others. And before we partake of this supper, we need to take one last accounting of our sins and ask God to make us whole, to forgive us this morning. Would you read the third selection there, 2 Chronicles 7:14 with me this morning? If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face in their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So we remember the cross, we prepare ourselves, but we also restore right relationships. It's not enough to simply bring what we see as our sins before the Lord. He wants us, that means this entire church fellowship, and also the universal body of Christ, believers everywhere. He wants us to live in unity with one another, if at all possible. He wants us to be intimate, to be kind to one another, to serve one another, and so doing, to serve him. He wants us to be at peace with one another. Would you read that fourth selection with me? 1 John 4:7-9. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this, the love of God, was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And finally, we remember the cross, we prepare ourselves, we restore right relationships, and we renew our first love. Our last act before the supper is to remind ourselves of our incredible love relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He came to die for us. He paid it all. May we never neglect his great love or cheat upon him with any rivals such as materialism or worldliness or idols of any other kind. May we never walk into here for this moment with our minds being elsewhere. There is nothing more significant in our lives, in our journeys, in our walk with Christ than what he has done on the cross. So would you read with me? Psalm 107 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works, the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." And at this time, we want to give you a chance to respond to the leading of the Lord before we partake of the Lord's Supper. If you just need a few moments to pray, if he's convicted you of something that you, a sin issue that you need to get right regarding, if he's convicted you of someone you need to speak to in this room and make something right, if you're standing there this morning and you realize you've never personally accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to nail that down, we want to give you an opportunity to reflect on those things. If there's any other decision you want to make, this will be our time of invitation as God's people. If there's something you need to get settled, I would encourage you to avail yourself of this time. And if nothing else, just where you're at in the quietness and the stillness of your own heart, let's pray and let's spiritually prepare ourselves for this time. Now's the time to respond. Robert. Amen. Amen. If you would be seated, please. I don't really know why I had you sit down, but anyway, I did. We'll stand here in a second. But today we do want to give God and His Word supremacy. And so we want to spend a little bit more time allowing the Word of God to continue to remind us of His power to identify, cleanse, and forgive sin, to continue to allow His Word to remind us of the good news that He can and has and will make us new spiritually, emotionally, relationally. And the reality is we look to a redeemed earth when God truly makes all things new in a way that goes far beyond our imaginations. And so we want to reflect on all those truths and just His goodness. And there's four more readings I would like to participate in with you, if you would stand with me at this time. The sixth reading is there on your sheet, Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The seventh reading, Psalm 126. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has great things for them. The Lord has great things for us. We are glad. Isaiah 42. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And the last selection there, Isaiah 43. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now you may be seated. I'm just mindful as we read those texts together that too often in my own personal life, it's been so easy to allow something simple, something petty, something as ridiculous as a ball game or something like that to steal my joy, to begin to live as if God is not sovereign, that He's not seated on His throne, that He did not redeem me and save me from my sins, that He does not hold the universe in the palm of His hand, and He is not going to remake heaven and earth in a fully completed restoration someday, to neglect those great truths. And so if you've ever done that, I pray you understand why we just read through those selections. God is good. He is all-powerful. He is gracious to forgive. He restores and redeems His people. He can be trusted. And I don't know what pit you may feel like you're in today. I don't know where you may find yourself. There's always folks in a congregation our size and a community like ours that are dealing with things that are just beyond my imagination. But you know what? I worship a God that has it. He's in control. He can be trusted. And I pray that we would just submit to Him and trust in Him and celebrate Him today. Would you pray with me, please? Father God, You are a good and gracious God. And we come to You today, Father, so fully aware of our own frailty and our own humanity and our own need for a Redeemer and a Savior. Not just one time, Father. We're not just talking about the efficiency of the cross and its power to forgive and redeem and restore right relationship between us and You on a one-time basis. We understand that. We know that we're saved and redeemed because of what Christ has done. And we know that we're secure in that relationship because it rests on You and Your covenant-keeping power. and the shed blood of Jesus. But Father, we're talking about day in and day out as we live in a world that's set against you, as we deal with forces that so desire to keep our eyes off of Christ, to distract us, to cause us to stumble and to fall, to cater to our own flesh. Father, the cross has power now. Your Spirit has the power to lead us and to guide us and to help us see your kingdom and to experience it day in and day out. And I pray that we would be so very aware of those truths as we come today and we pass before these shadows, these types of your broken body and your shed blood. Help us to be mindful of who you truly are and what you have truly done. So in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Deacons, would you please take your positions at this time? We are now about to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. At this table, the Lord is open to all fellow Christians. Although none should participate in the elements without faith in Christ, we cordially invite all who sincerely know him to come to his table. Come to the sacred table not because you must, but because you may. Come to testify not that you are righteous, but that you sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ and desire to be his true disciples. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Not because you have any claim on heaven's rewards, but because in your frailty and sin, you stand in constant need of heaven's mercy and help. Come not to express any opinion, but to seek his presence and yield before his Spirit. Deacons, if you would, please present the elements. In 1 Corinthians 11, we were given the template for what we were participating in. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This morning, again, if you have not participated with us, let me give you a few directions for what we're about to do. We are going to ask everyone in the room to come pass before the table. It is just simpler in a room this size and with the way our seating works. Even if you're not spiritually prepared to participate, or you don't feel a freedom this morning for whatever reason, we would still ask you just to kind of follow the folks in front of you and pass before the elements. You don't have to partake, just move on by. We do ask if your fathers or heads of your household, you're given the privilege to serve the elements to the members of your family if you would like when you come forward. If you have any physical limitations, please just stay right where you are. We will come and make sure you're served before it's time for us to participate. At the end. And as I've already said, everyone here that knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is welcome to participate. Please, though, as you come forward and you get the elements, you'll be given the cup and you'll be given the bread. Return to your seats and do not partake of those elements until we all do so together at the very end. It will take a few moments to make sure everyone in the room is served. And please understand, part of what happens in the way we do this is you will be waiting a bit to get the elements. The time that we're about to have between now and the actual participation in taking the elements is meant for you to be able to reflect upon God's goodness and grace, any issues you haven't dealt with properly, and just the reality of what it is we're doing. At this time, please distribute the elements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me ask, is there anyone that needs the elements brought to them at this time? We have one over here, one back here, and there's one up in the balcony. One right over here. You might wave your hands one more time. One more in the top right corner there, Kent. Anyone else that we've missed? And they will return the elements to the front. Again, if you haven't been served, wave them down and we'll cover the elements before we partake. Let us pray together. Father God, we are grateful for what we're celebrating in these moments. Father, I'm so thankful for all the stories that just passed by the table. The way you pursued us and redeemed us. Just the way you love us. And Father, all the things that we have, if we were able to collectively shout them or write them down in this room, all the things we have to celebrate, the way you've worked in our lives, the miracles we've taken for granted that you performed, not just in our salvation, but just in the goodness and the grace that you poured out on us. Father, we're humble by who you are and by how you love us. Pray that as we partake here in a moment, that we would honor you and please you. And certainly not just in this act, but in our days and our lives ahead. We love you and we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you would at this time, please stand with me. And we begin with the bread. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Let us eat of this bread in remembrance of Christ, and may the life which was in him be in us also." You may take the bread. And now the juice, or the cup. Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Let us drink of this cup in remembrance of Christ, and may the spirit in which he died be our spirit." You may take the cup. And as is our custom, we believe the only way to close a service such as this is with our praise. And so we will depart with a song. God bless you.